Monday nights, she says, "Dad, don't worry about supper because I'm eating at Becky's house." I said, "You are?" She goes, "Yeah, she cooks and she asks us what we want." And I mean, they have some good meals.
Why do you put F6?
You gonna be an assistant coach?
Yeah, I think I may.
Who does all this?
Becky Nordyke, really? For academic team.
They the fine arts.
Fine arts.
Because I asked him to bring you the paperwork because it happened, it was.
Just on discharge.
Pre-trial diversion of that same thing.
I think at the end of the year then, she takes them to the lakes.
She did last year. Well, she probably got invited, but I don't know.
Are you still looking at him?
Which one?
That one you got me checking.
So, okay.
Taking the pieces?
You didn't give them all longer than that?
Not really. We've had,
Six months.
Pepper Wilson, three or four.
I didn't know that's what he meant. I had no idea. I knew he did.
Yeah, you're off probation.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go ahead and call this, December 19th Board of Works meeting to order, and, if you would, I'll stand up to pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Moment of silence, please. Thank you. Have you seen? We'll start off in no particular order, just a random. I won't be accused. Fire Chief Gary Moore, I handed out your reports of both November and December, today. If there's anything that you'd like to make us aware of.
Yeah, I'd just like to, couple things on the. Yeah.
Oh, this is for October, this is for December.
We did a lot more public education this year. I don't know what we've spent. We've got a couple donations this year that I'm gonna use for public ed next year. We've just made a habit of going to Baker School and doing our public ed to, what is that, K-2? I'd like to expand it, and, we're gonna try and get into Willard next year. We've just been getting some printed material from NFPA, and we're gonna look at, maybe getting some hands-on. I've seen a trailer that, we could build pretty easily, that you can put a kitchen in it with a stove, and you can actually light some grease on fire and some stuff like that, and then do some replaceable consumables that we could pull out there and show the kids. So, just really touching base on that, that we have been a lot more active this year. We even get Deerfield School over here. I think we've got some Monroe Central classes over here, so it's a good opportunity to talk about fire prevention with the kids. This right here is what I was just speaking with Meeks about. Tommy Bigelow, he was in firefighter basic class when, before January, when I took over with Bill. And he was really coming up and gung-ho, and I think he was even in a hazmat class up here. And in August, he was buying a motorcycle and driving it home, and he got stopped and had some marijuana on him. He's a good kid. I stayed in touch with him. He works out referees for Ricardo that you was talking about earlier, and he holds down a job. He's got a good family, and he went to court today, and that's what I was showing Meeks. He's on 6 months probation as of now. They did plead it down, and he got
conditional discharge,
so there's no conviction. I got all the legal paperwork right here. And like Meeks just suggested, you heard him, after 6 months, if he stays clean, and he's got several drug tests in here, I believe, if I'm reading the paperwork right with the court. You know, I believe in everybody getting another chance, and if you guys, if you want me to come back in 6 months, but I wanted to bring it up now, because he's put another application in, and I actually asked him to put an application in.
Is this an application for part-time?
Volunteer. Yep.
As long as they're off the probation thing, I really don't have a problem because it's not going to show up anything on his record and who knows.
So he's not eligible to volunteer for 6 months?
He is, but he recommended not.
But if you're on a probation, I'd probably say get off probation.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, he's got 40 hours of community service here. I can probably have him, I can probably let him, you know, if I work with the probation, he can do it up there.
Service up here, I don't care about that. But you don't want it because if it's 5 months and 28 days and he gets in trouble again, that will come back on his record.
Right.
And he's a volunteer.
Plus whatever else you just got in trouble for, right?
Right.
Right.
And so then a city employee.
Yeah, we don't want.
Right, correct. So if it's okay with you guys, and I'll tell him what we've discussed, and then 6 months I'll have him come, and even if you want him to come to the meeting and talk to him. Like I said, I think all of us were young once, and I lived in a day and age where I was very lucky a few times, so he's a good kid, he's been persistent, and.
Well, I would say that, you know, he's making some good decisions by being, wanting to put himself around good people, like what we have with Winchester Fire Department. So that speaks a lot for him too, that he would have the courage to do that even as he's going through this. So, I think that's commendable.
Yeah, I
think you should convey to him, and I'm sure you will, that we are supportive of giving him this opportunity.
Okay.
If
he fulfills his requirements of probation and.
And that's not a promise, of course, but you know,
absolutely.
General feeling is, and that might be an incentive for him to make good choices.
Right.
Okay. And I think that community service, that 40 hours of community service, could easily be served at the fire department.
I think so. We've done it before, and like I said, that'll get him in up here and give him a chance to, you know, talk with the older guys and the younger guys, and some more motivation to keep his nose clean if that's something, you know, if that's a career he wants to pursue. So, just a couple other things. I don't really have anything formally prepared, but I wanted to. I've talked with Sean a little bit about we've been hitting EMS really hard this year, and I've just recently in the last month or two started turning my attention to fire. I've got a couple vendors coming in to talk about apparatus. I don't want to kick anybody in the teeth from stuff we've done in the past, but in 2014 we paid $274,185 for an engine, and the previous administration took our specs from our first out engine, which is a 1991, and had them build it to those specs. So we bought a 2014 pumper for $275,000 that was specced as a 1991. It's a single cab. We don't have any. There's no seats in it for air packs. There's no room for only two people, and that's simply because that's the way we operated before. Well, right now we have three people on duty. If we get a fire call, and that's our first call we get, I would really like to throw an engine company at it, which is all three people. And we don't have the ability to do that in one truck right now. So I just wanted to throw that out there. Vicki, correct me if I'm wrong, but we depleted the CCD fund for that, and I believe the police department used it to get radios this year, and that grows by, what, $40,000 a year?
Right.
So to replace this truck, you know, through the CCD fund, we're looking at, what, 7 years?
Yes.
So I've got a couple vendors coming in. I'm going to have them, you know, it's nothing we're going to do this year or immediately, but, you know, I'd even talk to Sean about trying to sell the current truck if we could even come close to getting any money back out of it, because we're sitting over here with a ladder truck. Our 75-foot aerial is going to be 24 years old next month, and to replace that is $1 million, just roughly. So I just wanted to bring that to everybody's attention, to do your due diligence, whether it's me coming to you and wanting to buy a fire truck or a ladder truck, just to do some homework, and I'll do my homework to bring it to you, but you know, we're going to have to buy a ladder truck in the next 4 or 5 years at least, and maybe sooner. So.
And I think with the pace that we're on with the ambulance.
Yes.
That's a real possibility to do with the ladder trucks. I think that our plan with running ambulance will pay off with that ladder truck. There's still an issue with the engine.
And I think there's still some lease options, even with the fire trucks that you're talking about that much money. I know we did it for an ambulance for $138, and they've done it with several police cars. But like I said, I'll bring that to you and let you take a look at it and at least start prepping right now for, you know, we'll run how we've been running and run this new engine out, and I'm following it up with the ladder truck because the ladder trucks never went to residential fires in the city, but that's got our ability to put a ladder up on the second floor if there's a rescue. It's got a dozen ladders on it where we carry 3 ladders on an engine. That's all that's minimum requirements for an engine, a 24-foot extension ladder, a roof ladder, and an attic ladder. And then the ladder truck has anywhere from I think it even might have a 36-foot extension ladder in the back of it. If it doesn't, they took it off and it's out here so we can put it back on. But we're okay. It's just the idea of bringing it up into this century and running. You know, the idea always has been to get apparatus there, and we tie up. You know, we used to tie up both duty personnel with trucks instead of getting 2 personnel with the engine there, because there's a lot of work to be done when you pull up on a working structure fire, and we only had 1 person with 1 engine responding. So,
and that impacts our fire rating, which is improved
good right now.
Yes,
it is good.
It is good. And they were just in. Yep, a 4.
And 1.
We stayed the same. Yes, and 10's no fire department.
So, you know, we always want to keep that. Turn you up, but doesn't that decrease the cost of our property value, property insurance?
Insurance, yes. Yeah. Yes, yeah. It keeps the insurance as low as it can be, because a 4 is a really good rating. Really good rating. Does anybody have any questions on that? Like I said, I'm just getting into it. I got some vendors. I told them I wasn't going to be buying right now, but I wanted to be able to have some options to bring you guys. You know, whether it's a 5-year plan or what it is. Our ladder is still testing fine. We just had it tested last year. They come in and they test it for stability, for weight, and everything like that. So there are no issues. It's just 24 years old.
Cost anything to look.
Yep. Some radios. I probably will be coming to you and let you know. I'd like to buy some radios this year. We just... I don't know if you're familiar with P25. We just switched over at the state's 800 radio system that the state police have used for years. They just upgraded that to what P16 to P25?
Yes.
The police department, that's the radios they bought. The portable radios we currently have are, the model number's 2550s, and they, as of 2017, they will not be able to repair those with parts anymore. So they're working right now. I don't have any problems with them, but that's our newest 800 radio communication, and as of 2017, they will not be able to work on them anymore. So I've got some prices, and I wasn't prepared to bring them to you tonight because I'm not prepared to order them. I'm still in the process of checking out. Their radios are dual band, which is 800 and VHF. They can switch them over to different frequencies, and we don't have any the dual band right now because for fire ground operations, I've not spoke with any other fire departments that operate 800s in a fire situation on the fire ground. So I'm exploring some options there.
They will be.
Right.
So you do need a dual band radio
upgrade? That's what I'm looking at. And around here, the Golden is Motorola, and I believe that's what Rich has.
Yes.
I do have, and I just, we're sending it back tomorrow. I had a demo that was E.F. Johnson, which Kenwood purchased E.F. Johnson Company. And the difference in price is about $5,500 for the Motorolas $3,000 with trade-in on some E.F. Johnsons we have. So I'm currently researching that and seeing what kind of a quality radio. I mean, I don't want to sacrifice the quality for just for the money, but I used it for 2 weeks, and I wouldn't have known whether I was using a Motorola or an E.F. Johnson. So those are just some things I'm going to be bringing to you that in the future. Anybody got any questions?
The only other thing is Chief Moore and Chris are working on together on
yes.
generator consolidation. Same people that maintain the generators at the wastewater treatment plant and around the city on these lift stations. It's going to be taking a look at the ones that fire department operates and maintains.
Yes. And I'm currently having them get me a price. We have the old Army generators. When were they used? World War II?
Maybe. I mean, them old.
We yeah. really, we got them off the DNR, and they still own them. And they still come around, I think, once a year to make sure it's there. They want to see the trailers that they were actually brought on in on. And I think those might be in Bill's pasture out here. I'm not sure. I got to find out. But the one at the Catholic Church is not running at the current time, so we're not maintaining it. And the one at the armory we abandoned back 2004 or 2005 when they tightened up their security. We weren't even able to get in the building like we were at one time. So that generator is basically sitting out there, and we've not done anything with it for years. So in the ice storm of 2005, we opened up the Nazarene Church, and that's the only time I'm aware of in the recent past that we opened up a shelter. And there was as small a town, as small a community, and as no more people than we had down there, we still had some problems with theft, or I won't say theft, but maybe damage to the facility because they didn't have anybody to put down there to monitor it, and we didn't either. I mean, we're not going to have that kind of resources when something like that happens. I've talked briefly with Danny at the Nazarene Church. We have a small, I don't even know how many kW.
The whole thing was
a small generator that's natural
just
gas.
Run that gym, I'm guessing.
And I think it runs the gym and maybe a little bit of the kitchen. So I'm having the company that Chris is using for maintenance, I'm having them work up a price right now to relocate the generator that's at the Beeson building, because that's way bigger and way overkill. Our EOC was out there at one time, our Emergency Operations Center, and it's not anymore. So I'm looking at swapping the one for the Nazarene Church, and that generator that's at the Beeson can power the whole Nazarene Church, the new part, the gym and the kitchen. And Danny's talking like they'll be able to have the staff to put down there if we have an emergency and we have to put people down there for shelter. So...
So this don't fall under Homeland Security as far as under Chris's?
No, but it does fall under Red Cross.
Okay.
It's just something we've always worked. Okay. I don't even know that the city has had an agreement with Red Cross for those shelters. I talked to Jerry briefly. She's the new Red Cross representative. Mm-hmm. And she didn't think so, because she thought her only facility here in Winchester was the school. And to my knowledge, the high school doesn't have a generator, do they?
I think they do.
Do they? Okay.
When they did the new construction, I think they had a generator.
Okay. So that was my next step, too, was to get with them and see what they had to offer. And then, you know, depending on what kind of money it is, the money's going to be in getting lifting the generator and moving it down here. And I told the gentleman not to even worry about a price like that. I told him to just figure in hooking it up, the electrical part of it, because I can probably work something out with Cooley's.
Chris will let you have his when we replace it.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. So that's just some stuff.
Yeah. Gary, on the one that we poured both
yeah,
the
right.
pads, basically roughed in the conduit.
The conduit for the wiring, okay.
I mean, it's...
So that's something we can do, too.
Fairly simple. I mean, and we can talk about that and show you, because, I mean, your transfer switch and stuff like that, you know.
And I'm not sure we need a crane, if Cooley's could get, you know, move it with a, one of my motors.
I'm sure they would come, yeah, I can.
So, but those are just a few things that I've had on my mind all year, but like I said, we've been really busy with the transition into the ALS and just some of the things that are coming down the pipe.
Okay.
Cool.
Thank you.
All right. Sorry, I didn't take too much of your time there. You probably got 30 seconds left.
Oh, that's all right. That's all I need.
I've already had dinner. Take all the time you need. After a year, I've learned to eat better.
Am I next?
Who am I?
Go ahead. Have
yes,
at it.
Police Chief Richie Tucker.
All right.
He's next.
Yeah. I'm preparing a year-end report. I'm curious more than anything. I'm wanting to see as far as our increased efforts on the drug problems and increased enforcement. I mean, I've seen the numbers as far as the downs. I want to compare something to show you as far as with the increased enforcement on drugs, how it has affected our other crimes. I mean, like our reported thefts and our domestics. And
sure, they're all correlated.
Right, and I mean, I've seen them, but I want to get the numbers together. Right. I mean, they're actually really way down as far as the thefts and the other. And basically, because what I worry about, that the same people are doing those. So we're putting them in jail for the drugs, and then they're not out to be doing those other crimes. So, I mean, we have seen, as far as a decrease in some of the others. I mean, you're still going to have a few, but we haven't had near what we used to have. And same way with our SOR officer. I want to get those numbers together for all you guys to show that, you know, my decision to put somebody there, one's more of a temporary thing until the school takes it over, but two, I mean, I looking up a number that, you know, during the school year, how many times day shift would respond, what days and Saturdays both, two problems at the school, compared to now. I know since this school year started, and Mark spends as much time as he can there, we've been there twice, and that's been his days off.
And how many hours does he spend out there?
It varies. I mean, there's no set hours. He's supposed to take his calls.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesdays, he's there an hour for sure. In the morning, an hour in the afternoon, because he teaches a class called All About Drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And so he teaches those on Wednesdays. But he's in there every day. I mean, when he's working his 5 days, he's in there every day. And he goes in and spends time at the high school, the middle school, two elementary schools. I mean, he's out there the most, because that's, you know,
right,
where most of the problems are. But it also shows, though, that his presence has had an impact as far as the crimes that we've had out there, as far as the fighting and the batteries and just the disorderlies.
I would say that, if I can just jump in here, I would say that even though Mark is trained on school resource officer, as a school resource officer, and he is considered their school resource officer. Technically, he's not.
No, he's a liaison for the police department there.
It's kind of like
we were there anyway.
Right. His beat is the school.
Yeah, right. Pretty much. I mean, other than what he gets called, I mean, they're the rotate calls. So, like, the other personnel officer, when he gets called, the national's history. And that's just what it is. But, you know, they have downtime, too. So instead of patrolling the streets, he patrols the schools during the school, you know, during Monday through Friday,
right,
when they're having school. But, you know, that's one of the things that a lot of officers just didn't want to, you hate to deal with juveniles for one, because it's double the work as it is an adult. And before, it was just, you know, it was reactive. In other words, we didn't get called until after the fact. After the school had the issue, after they already had them in the office, after they already had to deal with it themselves, then. And that was proactive, to where now visually there's somebody there, they know there's somebody there, and it detours all the problems. And I know the schools even recognize that, and they are talking about, you know, getting the funding and doing it themselves. And of course, they would then be paying for somebody, and I'd end up with another patrolman all the time.
Right.
It's a win-win.
Promoted a sergeant today.
Today, yes, I did. I finished the process for a single shift sergeant, which we didn't have, and Brandon Barndollar ended up being that. So he's very excited. He's been here Yeah, he's got, with his reserve time, he's got 13 years on. So, I think it's...
Is he still on the fire department at White River as well?
Yep, he is. So, but, and then, we had our Christmas party Friday night, and I...
I've heard something.
Yeah, I made Austin Highland, was my officer of the year. He's done tremendous stuff.
What a good kid.
With the drug work, yeah, he is, he's a good kid, especially from being a young officer. I mean, full time, he's been here 2 years. And he was here a year for, as a reserve, so he's been with the city 3 years, and he's gone a long ways in 3 years. And we got a lot more positive things coming up in this next year.
Well, back to the SRO, if I can, just for a minute. I had a conversation with Mr. Osborne the other day about, I still visit with them once in a while.
Oh, yeah.
And he was, he spoke very, very highly of the program. We were just reminiscing that, you know, we can't believe that Winchester now has a police officer in the building all the time. And he said, yeah, if you'd asked me 3 or 4 years ago, I'd have said, no way, don't want him. Don't want the look of a police car sitting out here. He said, but now I'd hate to do without it.
Yeah, and that's what he told me originally when I approached him about doing it. And he's like, yeah, he said, yeah, we can give it a try. He says, I said, he's not going to be here all the time anyway. I said, you know, he's not supposed to be. I mean, you know, Mark's pretty passionate, so when you give him an extra duty, he kind of does go a little overboard. So, I mean, I've talked to him a few times about how much he's there. I said, if you're giving them the milk for free, you know, they're not going to buy it. So, you know what I'm saying? They're not going to buy a cow if you're out there all the time. You know, it's right. I don't want to flip a bill the whole time, but I want to have, there's definitely a plus for being there.
It's a positive having that car. Like,
oh, no, it is.
I mean, I go by Northeastern.
Yeah,
on the way. And I see that car sitting there, and I'm saying, they have a police officer in their school, and that's great. And parents look at that, and they think, man, I feel a little bit more comfortable.
No, absolutely. That's what it's about. I mean, you know, 10 years ago, you wouldn't have thought, you know, you wouldn't have thought that we'd have had security, you know, at Walmart for, you know, their Black Friday. You wouldn't have thought that some of these factories and stuff are starting to hire security, police officer for security, and the hospital has security now, as far as part of the time. You never thought that.
Well, the schools have the ability to lock down. I mean, you just don't walk in that school like you used to.
Right. Central has a full-time SRO now.
Well, not to mention there's no other place in the city, at least, perhaps the county, with as many people in one area.
No, there's not.
How many bodies are out there? More than 500 at a time?
Oh, yeah. There's 1,000 of them.
So,
yeah, you look at the officer per peak, yeah, that makes perfect sense.
You count all the staff and all the students, it's got to be about 1,000.
It's about 1,000.
It's a good investment.
So, it is. And, I mean, it's proven to work. And like Tom told me that, oh, yeah, he said, I don't want to hear that often. And to now, you know, this year, because we started at the end of last school year to this year, yeah, he said, I know. I miss it when he's on his days off. Mm-hmm. You know, his days off rotate, so, you know, for a month, he'll be off, say, maybe a Monday and Tuesday. And he's like, you know, I know when he's not here.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids know when he's not here because they act totally different, knowing that he's not in the building. So, anyway, that's where I'm at. I mean, I've got a lot more to report. I mean, I keep going and going and going. We've had a good year. But I'm going to save that all for the end-year report. So
appreciate all you do.
I'd like to send out kudos to his officers, too, when we're responding to these unresponsives. They're in there assessing the situation. We had an incident. We used Narcan just day before yesterday.
How many doses?
Yeah,
we used two
of their doses, and then we had to get IV access before we woke them up. So I don't know if you guys are familiar with carbofentanyl? Carbofentanyl.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I can't. You know. I don't know if that's what's here. It's an elephant.
It's been here.
It took 10 milligrams to wake this kid up, and I've not seen that in my career. So.
But the
police officers are definitely doing a good job, and they have that with them, and it's quick access. A lot of times they have at least windows in before we even get in there. And they haven't used it in the wrong situation yet, so they are aware of how and when and why and...
That was great.
Yep. Yep.
Very good.
Thank you. Okay, probably for us, since we did the septic dump fee, I don't think we need to talk about that.
My bad.
That's my bad too. We talked about it today. I didn't remember. Last Wednesday, we had the pre-construction meeting for the plant project.
Monday. I think.
One day last week, we had the pre-construction meeting for the plant project. Got a tentative schedule. They are planning on coming in and starting the 26th of January. You know, obviously, they're going to try to do what they can do, you know, as weather allows. You know, I think it was a real productive meeting. You know, the mayor brought up, you know, we'll obviously be having monthly progress meetings. They will be issuing reports. Mark Zinn, who will be our inspector from HWC, does not have a problem coming in and keeping you guys up to date. Obviously, in the beginning phases, it's going to be quite boring, you know, just because of weather. But when it ramps up, I believe they said the generator arrival time, once the shop drawings are approved, it's about a 16-week. So, you know, they're anticipating trying to ramp right up. You know, I seemed really impressed, felt very comfortable so far with, you know, their demeanor. They're familiar with the process, so they seem very professional.
Yeah, and I think HWC has actually said they've worked with this company on
more
than before.
One out
of
Fort Wayne.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 So,
yeah, we need to get Bill Richmond out there. Have some pictures with you guys there for the paper. I don't care if I'm there, but people need to know, you know, their sewer building up a little, but here the plant's getting
big.
Right. Oh, yeah, I know. Exactly. I mean, it's so important. It's, you know, we had a power, I'm not to jump in, Chris, but, you know, we had a power outage. I don't know if we discussed this last time we met or not, but we had a power outage in town. Every place was down. And these guys responded and checked to make sure that generator did fire up, but, I mean...
It's a crapshoot.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to put it.
You're going like...
You got to use better terminology than that.
He's holding his breath till he gets here.
You know, and like that, I mean, and also, I mean, street department had... The stop signs, I mean, that stuff, that went quick. I mean, it went everything.
Everybody.
And people don't know what it takes to keep the city going when we do have a power outage. Because it is, I mean, it could be a disaster.
The mayor was on the phone with me several times. It was 42 degrees and, you know, thank golly it wasn't 32 degrees and dropping.
Yeah.
Or this week.
Well, even Saturday night or Friday night this past week, I was on the phone with you at midnight.
Yeah.
As we deployed the salt trucks and needed to get the ramp cleared off of the sheet ice. I mean, so it is. These guys are we're working well right now.
Was everybody aware Parker City rolled a fire truck?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the dangers that when that ice came
ice.
When that ice came in, they were going to a wreck at 1200 West and 300, and put it down outside. Four firefighters inside it were buckled in and seat belted and. They took the driver of the engine to the hospital for shoulder pain, and he was released. But it's just some of the dangers you face, and some of the, I mean, it's, you know, luckily we don't run out in the city, out of city limits unless it's mutual aid. But
state police, you're looking at all the ambulance crashes the county had last year.
Oh, yeah.
State police answered 500 crash reports that night, and Randolph County had four, and we had one. So we're very fortunate. And so a lot of people did, and that's why we only had that many in our county.
So, Chris, you say that their schedule started the 26th of January, and then they have 200 days for...
210 days. It was actually 210 days from today.
From today.
The notice to proceed was signed and dated today. Okay. So they have 210 days from today
to significantly complete.
Right. And if they don't, it's $500 a day for each day that they don't meet. But, you know, let's hope.
They'll meet it.
They'll
make sure they meet it.
So let's hope they file.
We'll have big lights out there.
Post confidence that they'll go and meet that one.
Yeah. So I feel good about it. You know, and while we're on that line, you know, obviously, you know, we've got this moving. You know, like Coach Passmore brought up, you know, people, you know, we need to publicize this and why their rates went up. I've already come to the mayor and starting to put together a plan for the summer of 18. You know, just to give you a heads up, looking at numbers, we have two what I'll call Cantex lift stations, silos that are going into the ground, put in early 70s. Confined space issues, all that, old, they're old, of looking at getting those to up to date.
Yeah.
You know, so we're already, you know, these things take time, they're slow, so, you know, it's time to start, what's next?
I'm going to email you guys that list of the different lift stations.
All right.
Around town, what their years.
Do that, because I'm curious about that.
Yeah, I think they were early 70s.
Yeah.
You know, our newest lift station, for the most part, I do believe, is the one put in Ludi Street, and that's been over 20 years ago.
Yeah. Why?
Well, they were put in at the same time.
It's interesting to see, and then when you drive through there, you say, oh, that's where that's at.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that spreadsheet he was given, I mean...
Until I start this job.
You know, I mean, and it's interesting, you know, it's just time. You know, we start putting together a plan and do that, so, you know, I'm already looking a summer ahead to... You know, for the big thing, not to mention what else we got, you know, coming up. Hopefully I can have a goal list put together by the next meeting of what I would like to see us accomplish next year as far as out there, you know, along with, you know, with the future. So hopefully we can make that happen. You guys heard anything, problems, complaints? That's what I like to hear. That's basically all I really have.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, sir.
All you three and the street department. That was a battle this week. Sometimes the temperature is just so cold, you can't do anything.
Yeah, it's all the work and drinks.
That's right. Today's Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, my God, yeah, that big.
Yeah. Well, just an update out there. To go along with the generator conversation we had, I was out there a couple of weeks ago, just kind of hanging out, watching some processes, and all of a sudden this generator kicks on. And whew, the fumes. I mean, this thing needs to be replaced bad. Not only because it's not reliable, it's unhealthy. I mean, I had to get out of the barn because it was that nasty. I said, just like this, yep, every week for 30 minutes it kicks on like this. The last time we had a power outage, it did not turn on. It actually didn't come on when it was supposed to. So, you know, we need to look at that in the future about getting a new generator out there. And it's important to have a generator out there or else, you know, the place where the department where you're expecting to get the stop signs out and power outages, the salt on the streets.
Not to mention a $300,000 tractor you got sitting in there that probably needs either
one. Yeah, that and Gome came in this morning. And when you guys have your fire training, district fire training sessions out there, he needs a place in the street department to put the truck. And you can't have a fire truck sitting out there in the middle of winter, freezing up.
Sub-zero.
So there's going to be some changes that I haven't really been able to recognize until just lately when Frank kind of told me he's going to retire. But it's going to be a smooth transition. Sheen has... I've been shadowing for a while. Today I put him on as part-time.
Who's this?
Sheen Bosworth. I'm going to take over as the street department, superintendent and park director. He starts part-time and works in the morning. And then 28th, which is Thursday, will be his first official day. Since Frank is not here, we're going to have a retirement party for him on the 28th. Or is it Wednesday? Anyway...
You said it's Wednesday?
I said 28th, I think. It's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
What you said.
20, yeah, whatever.
That's the 28th.
Is it 28th?
Christmas is Sunday the 25th.
Yeah.
Okay. at the street department at noon. I'm going to run out of food.
And kick.
Frank, he doesn't want anything, he doesn't want any kind of celebration for his retirement. Too bad. So, okay. Anything else?
Is that on, the street department's still down where the house was? Is that where he operates out of?
No, actually, the sewage. No, actually.
John Deere Building.
John Deere Building.
On the Moose Street.
Okay.
Right there.
That was the park department down by the house, wasn't it?
Yes.
Well, it used to be the street department, one time, wasn't it?
One time.
Been a long time.
Back in the Buckingham days, like.
Street department.
That was still the park shutters. That was still the park department.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, where the Buck just operated.
Right, Buck lived in the house because he's a park director.
Yeah, and all their equipment was over in the animal shelter.
Do we have any sewage affidavits?
No.
Huh?
None.
I forgot to bring you mine. I gotta get that sink ripped out of there, though.
I told you.
I love it. I'll try to get to you next month or next summer.
Next month or next summer. Okay, yeah, that's an open door.
Not gonna be any longer? I'm not renting that place out anymore. I'm done. I'm gonna cut a hole in the floor and I'm gonna put a spiral stairway in there. And the boys can have that building as.
Instead of climbing on the walls in your house.
You might be able to get babysitting.
You're gonna let the boys move in there.
Put a fire pole down.
That's where they put the.
Yeah, I have one.
I took one out.
We can put it out there and call it training.
For building purposes.
It's got a furnace in it. Anyway.
You think we ought to approve it?
I'll tell you what, it's a good thing that apartment can't talk.
I've heard some stories.
Oh, yeah.
Steve Howe and Wayne Hedden and.
In the younger days.
Yeah.
Well. When I first moved in, we had some fun out there. Of course, we didn't have as many kids either, so. All right. Accounts payable vouchers.
Yes, the end of month for November, $906.77. December 1st through the 14th, $127,673.97. Payroll, $17,146.62. Total accounts payable vouchers, $145,727.36. Any questions?
Motion to pay the bills.
Second. Then motion and second to pay the bills. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
I would ask the board to consider any year-end claims that would come in other than the ones that are already pre-approved, which are credit cards and utility bills, if you would consider that if I see fit that they could go ahead and be paid unless you want to meet on December the 31st.
Do we need to make a motion to?
Please.
I'll make a motion. We do that.
Second. It's been motion and second to give Vicki Haney, clerk treasurer, the authority to pay any year-end bills. On our behalf, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
I move that we adjourn.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Bye.
We're adjourned.
Thank you.
Oh, I can imagine.
Cool. I'm going to go see Mother's on Christmas.
No, what that does is that allows volunteer firemen to run for public office.